Zohar Pashas Balak, Chok Yisrael, Day 5, an excerpt from 211a. So it brings a verse, the prophecy of Bilam, praising the people. And Om Kalavi Yakum, behold the nation, get up like a lion. So Zohar explains, Man Amat Tekifak Yisrael, who is the powerful nation like Israel? Veshaita Disnar Tzaf at the time when the morning shines. Kam Miskaba Ka'arye, get up. As strong as a lion, the Pulchana de Rayon, the servants of their master. The Kamashirin with many songs, the Kamashbachin many praises, in the prayer that they get up to Hashem. Mishtadle Beraisa Kol Yoma, striving the Torah every day. Vulel Yalo Ishkav, and at night they don't lay down, Adyuchal Teref, till they eat to pray. What does that mean figuratively? Zohar explains, Kadboy Banoshal Mishkav Al Arsei, when a person wants to lay on his bed, means ready to go to sleep. The Kaddish Shema Eloi sanctifies the supernal name, Amlech Lei Le'ilu V'Sati. He makes him king above and below, proclaims Hashem's dominion and majesty. Kamo Agadini Musin, Miskashin Kamayhu. How many negative forces are bound from before him, like they're tied up, and they can't do any damage. Because the person proceeded and went to sleep by saying the Shema, proclaiming Hashem's oneness and kingship. Beside the Paskin Pum Home and Alvasayan Vishma Israel, the time when they open their mouth on their bed by saying Shema Israel, declaration of faith. The boy in Rachmi Kami Malka Kadisha, and they request mercy from before the Holy King. The Kama Kroy the Rachmi, many verses of mercy that said before going to sleep. As protection, so subjugates negative forces and makes nachas before Hashem. Riyaba Omar Riyaba said, Hen Am Klaviyakum, behold the people, arise like a lion. Zaminin Hai Amma. Time to come, this people, the Mekam al Kol Amin, of the Avodah Zarah, to get up upon all the nations to worship idols, Ka'ar Yegibar V'Takaf, like a strong, powerful lion, Visrami Elayhu, be thrown upon them, to trample them and subjugate them. Achayhu D'Chol Ayavasa, it's the way of all lions, L'Mishkav Al Tarpayhu, to lay on their prey. V'Ol Amadah, but this people, Lo Yishkav, do not lay down, Ad Yochal Teref, till they eat the prey. Which means they want to destroy idolatry. It's not just going out and conquering nations, enjoying pay dirt of being in charge and winning. No. The whole point is to subjugate, get rid of the idolatry for the honor of Hashem. Davarach, another explanation. Hanam klavi yakum, old nation, arise like a lion. The karva, karbonin, va'alvin, the being close to sacrifices and all offerings, kami malkehon, before the king, al gabi madbecha, on top of the altar. The Tanah is learned, B'shaita de Korbono itoko dal gami madbecha. The time of the sacrifice is burning on the altar. Havucham and Yukna de Chad Arya, Revia, they saw the image of one lion, which is crouching, alahau Korbono, on that sacrifice, while eating it. The lion of fire sent down from heaven, signifying that Hashem accepted the sacrifice, and its Kedusha, its holiness inside, was raised up, going to a proper place above, making rectifications. And because of our lion-like quality beneath, subjugating our own animalistic nature, and not just sleeping, but getting up early, even getting up at midnight, for the honor of Hashem, serve Him and to praise Him, to learn His Torah. So, when we offer the sacrifice, measure for measure, it comes down, also this lion-like image of fire, to raise up the sparks inside of the sacrifice and bring them to the place where they belong above. Vomer Rabbi Abba, instead of Rabbi Abba, Uriel Malacha Ilohava. Uriel was a supernal lion. The Chomenle Bedukin de Arya Tekifa. And they saw him in the image of a powerful lion, Revia Amadbacha, crouching on the altar. Lachalon the Kabonin, eat them, just eat the sacrifices. So Uriel is Lashon Arya Kael, a lion of Hashem. And Hashem sent down this angel, be a conveyor of the sacrifices, bring them up. People saw it, showing that it was accepted and brought above. Chad Yisrael lo havu zakon kol kach, when Israel was not so merit-worthy, havu chaman diukna techad kalba katsifa, they would see the image of one brazen dog, with the alai, crouching upon it on the altar. Kedin havu yadi Yisrael, then Israel knew, the boy in tshuva, it's necessary for them to repent. Kedin tive, and then they repented. So, if a person sees, Chas HaShalom, what seems to be a negative output of feedback from what he's doing, which Hashem gave a person many ways. In time of the temple, things were more revealed, so they actually saw a fiery image on the altar, accepting the person's sacrifices. But everything we do is like a sacrifice for Hashem, and there's always some type of an indication from Hashem, whether it's accepted or not. The person sees a different word, Hashem seems to be pushing away, things are not going. He should not be discouraged. It's just because Hashem loves him, and he wants he should come back. The person is not sensitive to see, that's even worse. It's like a child doesn't like to be get hit from the parent, but it doesn't hurt as much as the parent ignores the child. So a person should always, if he sees it as if a word looks like Hashem is hitting him, so he means that because Hashem loves him, Hashem is telling him, I want you back, I care about you. And even if Chas V'Shalom person is in what's called the Hester, Sheva Hester, the covering of concealment and concealment, it seems as if Hashem is not looking at him at all. So they also should try and push further and further. Hashem might be giving the cold treatment, again, only because he cares and he wants him back. If the person is concerned about it, that shows inside of his heart there's a spark of divinity, the Shekhinah, that does want him. He should strengthen himself all the more just to come back to Hashem. It's guaranteed. It says Hashem loves the lowest person, the wicked person, more than a parent could love their only child. The person therefore push and not be discouraged. Looks like Hashem is ignoring him. At some point he'll see he turned around and Hashem is finding his face and showing favor. Then the verse says, Lo Yishkav, he doesn't, this lion does not sleep until he eats the prey. Elain korban and delilah. This night sacrifice is going alvin, like the olah offerings that the fats burn on the altar the whole night. So it's still happening, a process of raising up the leftover sparks in the sacrifice, even through the night. Then the verse continues, Dam cholim yishten, it drinks the blood of the corpses. Kutchabichu agach krava delahon, also nehon. The Dohan must be he, wages their war on their enemies. He subjugates the negative forces at night and saves us. Elazar Amar Belazar said, Lo Yishkav, he doesn't lie down. Mahu Lo Yishkav, what does it mean, doesn't lie down? So he says, different explanation of the whole Laila, the Laila of every single night. Kad bar nosh ihu ozl, bikude demore. When a person goes in the commandments of his master, Lo Yishachav al arse, he doesn't lay on his bed. Ad dekotel elef umeya v'esri mechomish, until he kills 1,125 inon zinin bishin, desharyin ibe, from those negative energies that rest with him. This is a type of accumulation of negative forces as a person goes throughout the day. And when he goes to sleep, his soul leaves his body, goes up, and ascends. And he proceeds by saying verses of the Shema, another verse, he's awakening Hashem's mercy, subjugates these negative energies, and refreshes him. So he comes back, and his awakens all anew. Rabbi Abba Omar, Rabbi Abba says, Elef inun de star smaller, there are 1,000 on the left side. See if it's written, Yipol mitzidcho elef, shall fall on your side 1,000. Kamod achim is written, Yalzu chasidim chavod, the pious shall break forth in song. Ramos kill begotnam. Yvan no mishkosam, they sing upon their beds, meaning they sing the song of the Shema before they go to sleep. Ramos kill begotnam, notations of Hashem in their throat. Asos nekamova gayim to wreak vengeance upon the nations, upon the negative forces, and subjugate them so that his influences are not there and can start the next day afresh with a new start. Although Exiva has written Lo Yishkav, he doesn't lay down till he eats the prey. This is what it says to make for them a judgment. Subjugate the negative forces. Amar Rabbi Chizkiya, said Rabbi Chizkiya, the Kabbalah plus Zimnin to Mochal Asane, corresponding to the three times that he smacked his donkey referring by Bilam. Latin law b'chashoy, and he loaded it with his sorceries. His baruch in Israel lasim, and Israel was blessed thrice. So Hashem turned everything around to good, the most negative energies into the best blessings. And this we have to ask Hashem to merit, as to proclaiming our faith. It's like when we go to sleep at night. Night is a negative time. We subjugate the negative energies to sing verses of the Shema, proclaiming our faith. This we wake up, it's turned into good things, new good energies for a new day. Rechia Omar, Rechia says, L'kavlei, responding to them, is Baruch in Israel to Las Zimnin. Israel is blessed twice. The Sach in Israel is Chazor Kami Malkadisha. That Israel go up to appear before the Holy King, meaning on three holidays. And that's, this is what Rashi is hinting to when it says, because I'll say, Sholosh Regal, the donkey said to Bilam after he smacked him, why did you smack me? Zesh Sholosh Regalim. These three times. Regalim. is like three. Shalosh Regalim is also a term used for the three holidays. We go up to see Hashem in the temple. At these three times, he tried to do bad to us, and Hashem turned to bracha. Because we got a three yom tovim, everything had returned blessing, he couldn't damage us. What is the connection? Because we know Shabbos is completely holy. Yom Tov is something that is holy, but not as holy as Shabbos. What's special about Yom Tov is it brings the Kedusha of Shabbos into the week, into the mundane. That's why when the Torah mentions Yom Tovim, it mentions the holidays, it speaks of them, it always speaks of Shabbos first. Because the holiness of the Yom Tovim is drawn from Shabbos. So, through the power of drawing Shabbos into the week, the negative energies of the week are subjugated and turned into good. So because we make that rectification and we turn everything to appear before Hashem, make His face shine out in His favor, even in mundane places, in negative places, so everything's turned into good. So because of that, the negative energies of Bilam trying to go against us three times will turn into good, three good blessings. And they're ultimately drawn from three heads of the Keser that manifest in the world and do secular things through the power of Yom Tov. Hashem in the world did miracles on Yom Tov, open miracles. So He showed that what seems to be mundane, seems to be nature, it's all also in His control, and recognize Him over Him and celebrate the celebration of His divinity from revealed from over there. Through this we can turn all the negative energies also into good things, and just revelation of Hashem's presence in new ways.